All right, this is it. I am calling for a complete and total purge of all man children out of the United States government once this administration ends, beginning with Kash Patel, who is perhaps the largest man child of them all, which was only further revealed in a bombshell New York Times article that just dropped today detailing how our friendly neighborhood FBI director, Crazy Kash Patel, is becoming increasingly erratic, is unprofessionally demanding, and is quite frankly so in over his head that he is placing United States citizens at danger due to his derelict of duty on a daily basis. I mean, just look at this photo of him right after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He flew to Utah, and in every single photo that came out, he looked out of place. He looked nervous. I mean, look, it's fine if you are nervously rubbing your hands together. I've done that throughout my life too, but this is the FBI director who has no formal training and is just incredibly, incredibly in over his head. So of course he stands there looking nervous in every single photo, but it's not even that. It's not even just him being nervous. And it's not even just that he basically has been using and abusing FBI resources like the jets and the SWAT teams at his disposal to go on party trips with his girlfriend and use SWAT teams as security for his girlfriend. It's not even just that. Keep in mind, this would be enough to end the career of any prior FBI director, cause a national storm, and make him never show his face in public again. But with Crazy Kash Patel, it is the baseline of corruption and abuse of FBI resources. Well, the full New York Times article describes a situation much worse than what I've touched upon in this brief video thus far. People who work at the FBI, not just ex-officials or random people who are anonymous, but no, actual confirmed FBI officials under the condition of anonymity are reporting what it's like to work under Kash Patel. And again, it's worse than what I've described. He is constantly reactive, incapable of projecting calm or a steady hand at moments of not only FBI trauma, but even national trauma. I mean, I already showed you this photo very briefly of him always being in over his head. I mean, this photo is a perfectly indicative visual representation of how out of place he always looks as the FBI director. It even looks like he's nervously fidgeting with his hands down here, which is fine. I mean, I do that. I did that in high school before I was nervous. But as the FBI director, you have to be able to project a sense of calm leadership at a moment of national trauma, not be guided and driven by your ego and bringing chaos to every single situation. I mean, remember, the internal reports from the FBI was that Kash Patel landed in Utah and threw a fit, threw a tantrum about his jacket. I mean, listen to this. A senior leader for counterintelligence at the FBI recalled the story of Kash Patel throwing a tantrum in Utah, and he says at the end that you don't even need a jacket as the FBI director. Listen to this. According to a senior leader for counterintelligence, when Kash Patel landed in Salt Lake City, Patel didn't have a raid jacket and reportedly ordered people to go find him one. He needed a size medium. They found him a female's jacket that didn't have the patches that he wanted, so he had the SWAT team take off their patches to put on his jacket before he went to the press conference. The senior leader then says, "I haven't worn my raid jacket since Quantico in 20 years of my career. You just don't wear it, especially in a leadership position. But oh, it gets so much worse." Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were then reportedly so focused on their Twitter strategy and the optics in the immediate aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death that it was basically a derelict of duty because they weren't focusing on the actual investigation. Again, in over his head, a fish out of water, not supposed to be there. It's like the Trump administration has a reverse form of DEI where they're actually selecting for the most arrogant, most aggressive, least competent leaders, if you even want to call them leaders, around. They're like, huh, we hate DEI and promoting people who have had a rougher life, so we're just going to make sure the most arrogant, aggressive assholes like Kash Patel are in these positions of power, and that is exactly what we see. Again, I wasn't joking at the beginning of the video when I called for a purge of every single man-child in leadership right now. If you agree with me, drop a like and subscribe, and we will vote in the midterms and in 2028 to make sure that happens. Okay, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were focused on their Twitter strategy in the immediate aftermath. The article reads, "Senior Executive 2, these are all anonymous people, but people who work at the FBI. Whenever there's a critical incident, one of the first things that happens is a conference call with everybody. All of the executive, most of the field offices dial in. The director rarely speaks because someone with situational awareness is leading the call. They'll say, here's what happened, here's what we know, here's what we need. But we get on, and it's just Kash berating the special agent in charge in Salt Lake. He's super emotional. And then it turns surreal. he and Bongino start talking about their Twitter strategy. And Cash is like, I'm going to tweet this. Salt Lake, you tweet that. Dan, you come in with this. Then I'll come back with this. They're literally scripting out their social media, not talking about how we're going to respond or resources or the situation. He's screaming that he wants to put stuff out, but it's not even vetted yet. It's not even accurate. Again, they say that the FBI director is usually supposed to be pretty quiet on this call. You let someone who's on the ground and who can see what's happening lead it. Someone who knows the area, knows everything. There's always going to be somebody who is very calm, competent, and knows the area that can lead it. But Kash Patel then begins to derail this call and talks about how they're going to respond on social media. Like, in my mind, I'm wondering if Kash Patel just wanted to hide the fact that they couldn't even use resources from the FBI because his girlfriend was somewhere using them, so he was trying to stall. But in reality, it's not that. It is just complete and utter incompetence. The person then says, when I was an agent, I did hundreds of these cases. The initial information that comes in is always wrong. There's too much coming in and it takes time to vet. That is actually a very, very good rule that I use in my news reporting as well. When some huge situation happens, I always know the first reporting online is usually going to be a little bit off. For example, when Charlie Kirk was shot, there was a rumor that it was this like 75-year-old old guy. And I held off reporting it because it was very clear that the information was strenuous, right? So it's just common sense. This guy says, everyone on the call is just like, this guy is completely out of control. On another call, he said, when a crisis happens, the only thing you need to do is call me. What? The most important thing in any crisis is controlling the narrative. I was like, no, no, no. We actually have to do some work here. We're going to have to investigate to solve this. Investigate? Doing work? God forbid the FBI under Kash Patel's leadership actually does some work or tries to investigate things. But now, it gets even more absurd. Here is where we get into the man-child territory. I've been using that word throughout this video. A man-child is exactly what it sounds like. A fully grown man, someone in a fully grown man's body who still acts like a child. Let me read this. Senior executive number 2 from the FBI. Every May, there's a Five Eyes conference with the head of every intelligence agency. So it's high stakes. It's a high stakes meeting. This year, it was in the UK. Kash Patel is going. In the lead up to that, his detail starts making crazy requests. He's got special requirements on everything, and the Brits are getting pissed. Before the conference, his staff says he's unhappy because he doesn't like meetings and office settings. What he wants is social events. He wants premier soccer games. He wants to go jet skiing. He'd like a helicopter tour. Everyone who heard about this was like, hold on. Is he really going to ask the MI5 director to go jet skiing instead of meeting? The schedule is set. Every Five Eye partner is doing this. They can't just say that he's not participating and wants to go to a premier soccer game. This is a job, guys. His staff only cared about 3 things. What his meals were, when his workouts would be, and what his entertainment would be. The biggest plan is how he's going to get his girlfriend in there so she can go to Windsor Castle. He's got Nicole Rucker as his assistant, like a true executive concierge. And when she's not getting the food or the workout she wants, she'll just start screaming at people, make it happen, make it happen. God, this seems like an absolute nightmare. His staff was briefed multiple times that the Brits were going to want to talk about an FBI position in London that has been pulled. The FBI is arguably their most important partner. MI5 has 5,000 people. The FBI has 38,000. If MI5 ceased to exist, it would be very bad for the United States. If the FBI ceased to exist, it would be an existential threat for MI5. So this person was working on a ton of sensitive stuff, including embassy penetrations and technology, and they want this position back. So Ken McCallum, the FBI director, goes to Kash Patel at the conference and says, hey, we really need this position, and it's important for our mutual benefit. And Kash says, yep, this person's going nowhere. She's absolutely staying. Then a few weeks later, Kash Patel reneges on his position and fires the person. The way that Kash Patel operates is making every single American, you, your neighbor, your loved ones, the people you care about, less safe on a daily basis, not to mention his complete brazen cover-up of the Epstein files after saying it was his priority. Ghislaine Maxwell said, in transcripts, there are 4 Epstein co-conspirators and 25 clients that paid off their victims in lieu of criminal charges. Yet Pam Bondi and Kash Patel are still on video saying that there's nothing to see. This is Kash Patel saying there's no credible information that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked anybody.
There's no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one.
For the information that we have
in the file.
I mean, man, seeing Kash Patel actually try to do his job makes me a little bit less mad that he's using our taxpayer dollars to go on these luxury getaways. Like, yeah, sure, leave the country. We don't want you anywhere near any fucking position of power in the United States ever. Obviously, I don't want him using our taxpayer dollars either, but I'm going to leave it there. I digress. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.